Smart Ass Show, episode number 3. Smart Ass Show, Smart Ass Show, Smart Ass Show, Smart Ass Show. You can hear Taco interview Red Man on the Smart Ass Show. Welcome to Smart Ass Show. This is Taco. Tonight's interview is going to be with Johnny Manick. Johnny Manick has a new project together called Johnny Manick and the Depressives. We talk about that a little bit. Talk a little bit about some of the other bands that he plays with. He plays with the Cliftons, the Clay Wheels, the Forgotten. They're all South Bay bands, very big in this area. We talk a little bit about his skateboarding, a little bit about some of the accidents he's had while skateboarding, and Johnny tries to school me as to the rules of being a good interviewer. So let's get right into it.
All right, welcome to
I was waiting 15 minutes for 15 seconds to do that, dude. I was seriously looking at you waiting for you to say 15 seconds is up, and I was like, holding my hand.
15 seconds up. Welcome to the Smart Ass Show. I'm here with Johnny Manick.
Hola.
And Christine Picosa hiding in the background.
And Quinny over there on the laptop, on the lap tizzle, on the ones and twos.
And the cat.
And that darn cub. MySpace.com/thatdarncub.
Nice. All right, Johnny, tell us a little bit about yourself and what's going on with you right
now. Oh, no, that's... Why don't you ask me a question? That's too...
That's open-ended. Johnny, talk a little bit about your music career insofar as...
That's another open-ended one. Why don't you just ask me a straightforward question? Because you don't want me to blab from...
Johnny, are you gay?
Yes.
Okay, well, we filled out that part.
Go to killtheclintons.com and you'll find out about that one.
Johnny, so you're starting your own one-man band for a studio type thing right now.
Starting, I did.
Well, talk a little bit about it. What's going on with it?
What's going on with it? I'm writing a bunch of songs. It's super fun. I'm at 6 finished songs right now. My goal was 13, and I started about a month ago. And they're already recorded, like rough versions, but... I'm doing that first so I can write it down, and then I'm going to go into an actual real studio and take it out of my house and do it there.
So you're going to release it?
Yeah. It should be coming out on Super Speedway Music.
Really?
That's where we've been talking about. So, yeah.
You're still working on your previous projects with the other bands, right? What other bands are you in right now?
I play lead guitar and bass in the Cliftons simultaneously somehow. It's amazing. It depends if we have a bass player or not, but on the records I play both, but right now I'm playing bass. And the Clay Wheels, I play lead guitar, and I share the lead vocals with Ray Stevens. We both switch off lead vocals, double up. And then the Forgotten, I play bass and sing backup vocals with them. And that's really fun. They're awesome. Yeah.
So the project that you're doing right now, though, I mean, what kind of importance are these other projects?
They're all equally important, and they're all important as they were before this project. This project is just something for myself, just because I've always played in everybody else's bands. You know, all these bands I just named off weren't my bands. I'm just a fill-in guy, you know?
Right.
And so I just was curious what it would sound like if I had my own band, and I got to play everything, and it's really fun because, you know, there's no band practice, there's no obligations, there's no merch debts, there's no van payments. It's just like it's in my house. I just do it by myself, and it's super fun. It keeps me busy.
Is this something that you're looking forward to doing more professionally, or is this just something that's an expression of yourself right now?
It's a little of both, I guess, but I think I just want to get the record done before I know what I want to do with it after. You know, I just want to see what comes out like first. Right now, it's just a personal thing. And it depends on how well received it goes off. You know, people that would be interesting to hear that.
So you're not doing any pressing with your brother? Your brother is pink on the wall.
Yes, he is.
So he's not somebody who's doing any pressing with you or anything like that? Because I know that in the past, for some of your projects, especially the Cliftons and stuff like that, he's done some of your final projects for his time.
I don't know. I didn't ask him about it, but he the Cliftons thing was kind of his idea, I think. Maybe it wasn't. I don't remember. But I thought it was. But if it wasn't, I'm totally whatever. Anyways, I don't really feel comfortable asking him. I'd rather, and it means a lot more to me if he asked me, because then I know I got his approval instead of, like, if I ask him, I know he'll do it because it's my brother, you know?
Right.
But I don't want to ask, you know what I mean? So I just want to keep recording and writing because it's even if it wasn't going to come out, I have the same enthusiasm about it because it's so much fun. It's like therapy. It's so rad. It's so fun. Right. And, like, I get home from work, I watch the clock, and I'm like, ooh, it's 5 o'clock. I could skate home, do drum tracks till 7, then I could go inside and do the rest because the neighbors get bummed after 7, you know?
And you've always been this kind of jazzed about music anyway.
Totally, but I was just always frustrated in the past with people that weren't as enthusiastic about it as I am. So I could come off as an asshole because I was so passionate about it that I felt let down that they weren't as passionate about it as me. And with this, it's all me, so there's no one to argue with. There's no, like, hey, you're blowing it. It's like, right on, Johnny, right on, Johnny, right on, Johnny. Hey, Johnny, that was rad. It's cool. It's fun.
So it's kind of therapeutic as a musician to be able to do this for you.
That, too, and it's also just expression is therapy, you know what I mean? It's like getting out all my thoughts and my inspiration for, like, writing the songs and stuff. It's really fun. It's just... anything that makes you feel good is therapy, you know what I mean? My little cat cub, that's therapy right there, man. You come home with a little cub, that's therapy. She's cool.
So is,
she makes life better.
So has Johnny Mac and the Trapezes been a way of focusing yourself in your other projects as well? Have you felt the influence of Johnny Mac and the Trapezes and the other things that you guys are doing currently writing any other bands that you're in?
Wow, that was a long question. From what I understand, what you just asked me, no, those guys haven't really listened to it much because I almost feel kind of awkward doing it because I don't know it. Me doing this by myself, I feel like maybe they might take it negatively or something because I don't know. Maybe I'm just being too self-conscious about that, but I just don't push it too hard, so I wouldn't say any of these bands are influenced by what I'm doing because I don't think they're listening to it.
So other people see it as a form of, like, musical masturbation or something like that.
I don't know. Yeah, probably. I could see it being looked at as musical masturbation.
But it's good stuff. It's excellent stuff.
Well, thank you.
And I think that it really kind of picks out a lot of what you're doing. Tell me a little bit about... some of the other things that you're doing, any other bands are doing right now. I mean, what's been going on with the Cliftons? Cliftons have been kind of in hiatus for a long time, and they come back and they're gone, and they come back and they go on. The
we're a mystery.
The same thing.
Because we want to keep up demand. We don't want to go around and like overplay our area. We're on hiatus locally, but we still have been out traveling and touring and hitting up different markets and stuff like. There's other bands around here that'll just play the Caravan once a week or once a month or Blank Club once a month. You got to space it out like every 6 months in certain areas so then you could pack the club every time you go. So it may seem like we're on hiatus, but we've never stopped. We've always been doing it. We just go to other areas.
But it seems like the blank areas that you've had between your different bands and the different shows that they've done has been long enough that it seems like Johnny Mac and the Trapezes is almost like itching a musical scratch. Is that more of what it's like?
Exactly. See, the reason why I'm doing this is because if the bands I'm playing in now just aren't as active enough for my hyperactivity, like I'm super ADD, I lose, like, I have such a attention deficit disorder, it's ridiculous. So I get home from work and I just want to play music so bad, but the other guys in the other bands, we all have other obligations in life, whether it be significant others or jobs or just whatever it may be. And I just happen to have a lot of free time on my plate and I just want to play music every day. So this is my way of itching that scratch, like you said, because now I get to play in a band every day. Every day I get home and I have band practice. It's not really band practice. I'm writing songs, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
These songs I'm recording, I'm writing them as I record. So I'll write on my acoustic guitar on my couch. I learn it. I play it 3 or 4 times all the way through. Then I run down as fast as I can down to my garage, set up my 4-track, put one mic at one end of the room, point at my drums, and I just hum the song in my head and play drums, do it. Run upstairs, play guitar, bass, lead, vocals. And I usually write the vocals after all the songs done. And the only way I can write the vocals is if I title it. I can't write a song until it's titled. So I come up, that's my concept. Like, the title's usually the chorus. It's always the hook. Like, so like, if you ever like hear a song, you don't know the title of one of my songs, whatever the chorus is, that's the title of the song.
If it's Ooh Baby, it's Ooh Baby.
There you go. It sure is.
So, what else has been going on with Johnny Manic right now? I know that you're doing a little bit of skating. Or have you given that up, or are you still pursuing that right now?
What do you mean pursuing it? I'm skateboarding because skateboarding rules, dude. There's nothing to pursue. It's rad. You just get out and skate.
Well, I mean, there was a time that you were actively pursuing that as a sort of semi-career or what have you.
Nah, dude, it's always been just for fun. It's always been... I like to... I know what you're saying, but that wasn't my drive. My drive was like, regardless of what I do, skateboarding will always be there, and it's always going to be... I'll be skating till I'm dead, you know what I mean? Like, if I just got hit by a car tomorrow and I lost my legs or whatever, I'd be like, just kill me now, dude. I can't play kick drum. I can't fucking skate. I have no reason to live, man. Like, that makes me get out of bed in the morning and just be so excited and just be like, I can't wait to get up and play my guitar or my drums or my bass or, like, go out and skate. Like, that's what makes me so hyped on life, you know?
Well, just a few years ago, when you were actually living in my building down here in downtown San Jose, you smashed your face on... where were you riding around at when you were doing that? I thought that was going to be the end of your skateboarding career, basically, right then, because it was such a really, really bad injury.
Well, we were filming for that video, Way of the West, that Pete Koff put out. It's kind of the next one to Grip Tape and Gasoline and Grenade and Off the Top Ropes and all the other ones that he made.
Right.
So I was filming with this kid, and I did a heel flip into this bank under an overpass, and at the bottom of the overpass, there's this brick wall. So if you go at a 45-degree angle, you kind of just rub your belly against the wall, and you're good.
Well, I did
a heel flip and it traveled 90 degrees backside, so I went straight down the bank instead of diagonally down it, and I manualed the whole way down, which if you don't skateboard, that's like a wheelie. So I wheelied the whole way down the bank, and when I got to the bottom, I put my board down and the tip of the board, the nose, dug into the concrete and just threw me like flying. One step, two steps, smash! Face first, right into a brick wall. No hands, dude. You can see that.
I'm going to post that picture because it was an awesome picture I saw.
Yeah, he took it right after I got out. So I basically shattered my eye socket, my sinuses, part of my jaw. I had to have reconstructive surgery because the only person that could put your face back together is a plastic surgeon.
Right.
Because he's like, basically, you did the hammer part because they hit you with a hammer and then they put it back together. He's like, now they just got to put it back together.
I'm surprised that they made you look more...
Oh, like, now I got a good side. I got a $10,000 good side.
Yeah, you look more like Joaquin Phoenix than before.
Yeah. I had to pay a $3,000 copay for a $10,000 surgery. Wasn't too bad.
So tell me a little bit about... you got hit by a car recently, too, though.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. That was interesting. I was skateboarding home from work on 4th and San Fernando, right where the new City Hall building is.
Right.
I was skating through the crosswalk. About 20 pedestrians just cleared out of the crosswalk. So the car just assumed it was clear, but there I was on my skateboard in the middle of the crosswalk. And there was one of those lights where you have to yield to turn left, and there was a bunch of cars coming in the opposite direction, so they just gunned it to beat the cars. Then they look up and see me. Then they look to the right, see a bunch of cars. So, like, I'd rather hit this guy than get hit by a bunch of cars. So, lo and behold, 30 miles an hour, I go over the hood, hit their windshield, get a concussion.
Did you go to the hospital?
Big swell bow. Broke a couple ribs.
Really?
I cracked them. They weren't broken, but they just finally healed, man. It was probably over a month ago, actually.
So, what are the things that you have?
You should buy my pro model. It's coming out in a month.
You have a board coming out?
Yeah, in a month.
Who's it coming out with?
Sacrifice Skateboards. Go to sacrificeskateboards.com in like a month and buy it, please.
A Johnny Manic board?
Yeah, and Fozzie from Texas Thieves is drawing it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what other things do you have coming on over the horizon?
I've just been putting all my downtime on the Johnny Manic and the Depressus project, waiting for shows, because most of the bands, besides the Forgotten practices a lot, but the Clay Wheels and the Cliftons have kind of like a no practice policy because it just keeps the spontaneity, and we know the songs, like whatever.
Keeps the edge.
Yeah, but the Forgotten is a different kind of band. Like they're really professional, really tight, and so we want to make sure like every time we play, it's like really, really perfect. But Clay Wheels is like a really loose jam blues band, so we kind of like feed off each other's live vibe and kind of change stuff up live, so it's a different direction than the Cliftons is all about. Just like, we don't give a fuck, so who cares? Like, we know our songs, and if it's sloppy, fuck you.
Right. Exactly. So what links do you have that you want to tell the people about?
Check out killthecliftons.com. Check out theforgotten.net. MySpace.com/JohnnyManic and the Depressives. That's JONNYMANAK and the DEPRISSIVES.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's one that people can reach you at. Do you have a Gmail account? You
could hit me up at JohnnyManic@yahoo.com. JONNYMANAK@yahoo.com. Come out tomorrow night to the Clifton Show with the Smut Peddlers. This probably won't get posted by then.
What's that date?
It's the 28th. It's at the Parkside in San Francisco. With the Hollow Points from Seattle. The Vex, Tommy Gunn and the Bullets. The Ballistics from Chico. And then next Saturday, February the 4th, the Clay Wheels are playing at Slim's in San Francisco. We go on first, so please get there early if you plan on coming.
I'm going to that show. I have free passes for that.
Nice. We'll also be playing with Hightower, Parchment Farm, and Drunk Horse will be the headliner. So you can go to myspace.com/claywheels for more info on that stuff.
Nice. Any final comments for people out there?
Skate and rock. That's about it. Hit me up, send me a message on MySpace and say hello, and let's go skate or let's play a show together or let's rock out.
Alright, Johnny, thank you for being on the Smartass Show.
Thank you.
If you want to get a hold of the Smartass Show, easiest way to get a hold of us is thesmartassshow@gmail.com. It's a place that you can send music, comments, whatever you want to send. We also have a blog at thesmartassshow.blogspot.com. You want to send comments there, you want to get the latest release, it's a good place to go. Smartass Show is also on iTunes. So if you look in podcasts and type in the space, Smartass, space, show, it's a good place to look at that.
And soon you'll have a theme song.
And I will soon have a theme song from...
Johnny Manic and the Depressives.
From Johnny and the Manic and the Depressives. So I can no longer use the one that I've been using, which is She's Too Drunk by Tubby. Thank you very much, Tubby, for using your music. That's it. Thank you very much for listening to the Smartass Show. We will listen to you next week. Or we will tune in to you next week.
Yeah, bye-bye.
And it'll be the members of No Broadcast.
Oh, dude, I heard their new demo was so good.
I finally got it in my hands. I did two complete interviews with them. The first one was kind of a bomb. The second one actually turned out really well. Thank you very much, Keith and Phil, both of you, for putting so much time into it. This is Taco.
This is Johnny Manic.
Thank you very much for listening to the Smartass Show, and we will talk to you next time.
Snarf.
I want to thank Johnny Manic once again for that great interview and to thank him very much for the new theme song that I have. If you want to listen to Johnny Manic, you know where to find him. He's at www.myspace.com/JohnnyManicandTheDepressives. Manic is spelled M-A-N-A-K. Johnny is spelled J-O-N-N-Y. So put it all together and it's J-O-N-N-Y-M-A-N-A-K-A-N-D. THEDREPRESSIVES. Correct? Yeah, something like that. So, anyway, thanks a lot for listening to the show, and we'll see you next time.